This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Today's voice note is entitled, Market Steady as Oil Falls, Geopolitical Risks Persist, and Policy Uncertainty Remains Elevated. We start off by thinking of all who have lost loved ones or been injured in the terrible double earthquake that hit Venezuela last week. Well over 1,000 deaths have been reported, with thousands still missing. We hope and pray that survivors may still be found. It certainly has been another eventful period in global markets. The main geopolitical focus remains the United States and Iran. While the Memorandum of Understanding signed earlier in June has helped reopen shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and eased fears of prolonged energy shock, the situation remains fragile. Reports on the 26th of June indicate that Iran has reasserted its rights to control shipping routes through Hormuz, and a vessel was struck near Oman this week, reminding markets that even with negotiations continuing, the risk of disruption has not fully disappeared. Broad-based losses across the major sectors weighed down the JSE All Share Index. Basic materials led the losses, falling nearly 3% as weaker precious metal prices and a stronger US dollar hit resource stocks. Financials also came under pressure as the softer rand raised inflation fears, while industrials recorded modest losses. The JSE All Share Index is down around 4.1% in the past week, but in positive territory this week. Widespread losses in technology stocks dominated global markets. In the US, the Nasdaq extended losses as declines in large technology names outweighed the gains in semiconductor stocks. European equities closed higher on Thursday last week, supported by lower oil prices and improving risk appetite, although the gains were not enough to offset earlier losses. Germany's DAX outperformed, rising by around 1%. In contrast, the Nikkei gave back earlier gains as technology shares came under renewed pressures following global trends. In the commodity markets, Brent crude prices declined to below $73 per barrel for the first time since the war began, as improved shipping flows through the Strait of Hormuz and easing supply concerns outweighed security risks in the region. Shipping data showed that 36 ships per day have transited the strait this week. Gold has come off its earlier highs, but remains elevated by historical standards and is trading at around about $4,045 per ounce. While lower oil prices have reduced some of the immediate inflation fears, investors are still holding meaningful safe haven positions given ongoing geopolitical uncertainty and broader concerns around global growth. Locally, the South African backdrop also remains mixed. Politically, the government of national unity continues to face strain around fiscal priorities and policy direction. The budget process earlier this year exposed tensions between the ANC and DA, and while the coalition remains intact, the market is still highly sensitive to any signs of instability. On a more positive note, the South African economy did manage to expand by 0.5% in the first quarter of 2026, although the overall growth environment remains subdued. Inflation has moved higher again, with consumer inflation rising to 4.5% in May, driven by higher fuel costs. Turning to our markets, the rand has remained relatively stable despite the global uncertainty, and as of yesterday was trading at 16 rand 41 to the dollar. South African bond yields have also eased modestly, with the benchmark 10-year government bond trading at around about 8.34%, helped by lower oil prices and some relief on the inflation front. equity performance has been under pressure, with the FTSE JSE All-Share Index ending the week at around about 110,343, down from the levels seen in mid-June. From a central bank perspective, the global picture remains one of caution and divergence. In the United States, inflation data has not surprised materially to the upside, and the US 10-year Treasury yield has eased back to around 4.38%. That does offer some relief, but policymakers are still likely to remain data dependent. Locally and globally, the message is clear. Risks have moderated somewhat, but uncertainty remains elevated. On the sporting front, there was plenty to follow. Bafana Bafana have given local fans some cheer at the FIFA World Cup, beating South Korea 1-0 to stay alive in the tournament and move into the round of 32 countries. Sadly, they lost 1-0 to Canada in the dying minutes and will now be heading home. They did the nation proud. In cricket, the Women's T20 World Cup in England is underway, with the South African Proteas bouncing back after their early setback with an exciting victory over India. Rugby attention is also building as the Springboks move closer to the start of their new international season. That brings us to the end of this week's Market and Economic Wrap. Until next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.